Harsh!
Hi folks, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike, here with a preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com for this February 2016. How have I been? Sad news, dear readers. The torrid affair between myself and Maggie Smith is at an end. She left me for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Wait, you're saying he's dead? I still have a chance! However, in the interim, I've discovered there are others willing to visit the exotic Marigold Hotel in my pants. Rewatching recent episodes of Game of Thrones made me realize Diana Rigg has an open seat waiting for her on my John Steed. Also, I recently told my wife that I'm leaving her for BB-8, but he's just that damn cute. In other news, the ladies say I'm taller than Snoke. In other words, a holographic motherfucker with a big dick. Just to clarify. And ladies, if my dick were a Pixar movie, it'd be up. Let's dive right into the spec scales for February 2016. First up, Malpractice by Tyler Marqueca. Logline. A disgraced surgeon operating a black market clinic in Manila is called into action after he's enlisted by terrorists to assist in a plot to set off a bomb at a political convention filled with international dignitaries. I think the title undersells it. How about Bad Doctor? I'd go see Bad Doctor. In fact, I do. I just call him my doctor. He sucks. Jokes aside, Tyler, as you may recall, is the Brooklyn native whose thriller script, The Disciple Program, made the 2012 blacklist. The script originated as part of the Writers Store Industry Insider Screenwriting Contest, with a logline supplied by Taken, The Karate Kid screenwriter Robert Mark Kamen. Later, Tyler paid for coverage by Carson Reeves of the website Script Shadow. Reeves loved it, passed it around to industry pals. This led to a bidding war, which got Tyler signed to William Morris Endeavor. In the end, Mark Wahlberg and producing partner Steve Levinson got the script set up at Universal as a vehicle for Norwegian filmmaker Morten Tildum to direct. Since then, Tildum was nominated for Best Director for 2014's The Imitation Game, and subsequently chose as his next project another famed spec script, the sci-fi romance Passengers by Prometheus scribe John Spates. At the moment, the Disciple program appears to be on hold. But Tyler most certainly is not. Hello, Brooklyn. Marseca is repped by William Morris Endeavor and is managed by Anonymous Content. Production company is Endurance Media. Producer is Steve Richards. Exec is Steve Barnett. Next up, we have another sale to Endurance Media. This is no coincidence, as producer Steve Richard just left Joel Silver's production company, Silver Pictures, after 19 years, having worked on such films as Nonstop, Unknown, and Rock and Rolla. Endurance is in the market to produce and fund films in the $20 to $60 million range. And aside from Malpractice, the second film in their first year slate is Miami PI by Michael Diliberti. Logline. A young PI with a checkered past teams up with an ex-model slash hot mess to solve the murder of a young girl in Miami. As they navigate the sleazy underbelly of Miami and follow leads pertaining to the murder, they find themselves in way over their heads as they begin to uncover clues linking a high-powered figure to a far-reaching conspiracy. The high-powered figure? Antonin Scalia. He's dead. The ex-model hot mess is played by Judd Hirsch. Hirsch! That sex machine. Seriously, though, Michael Diliberti, best known for writing with Michael Sullivan 2011's 30 Minutes or Less, is a man on the rise. Like me on all occasions. Sorry, couldn't resist. Miami PI is Diliberti's 10th sale since 2008. Beat those numbers. Diliberti is repped by William Morris Endeavor and is managed by Pulse Films. Producers are Brian Lovey, Scott Bernstein, and Steve Richards. Exec is Steve Barnett. Yeah, so a good month for Endurance and a good month for hardworking screenwriters. That includes Oscar winners. In my opinion, Spotlight is a model of economy, and The Big Short uses innovative techniques to sell the story of how ours got fucked up. Well done, gentlemen. In other awesome writing news, the already awesome news that Brian Fuller is the showrunner on the new Star Trek series is met by the awesome news that he's hired Nicholas Meyer as one of the writers, a.k.a. the man who wrote and directed Wrath of Khan and The Undiscovered Country. Where's that damn torpedo? Pinch me, motherfuckers. I'm dreaming. Until next month, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike reminding you that if a naked man offers to introduce you to Chivo, he's probably not talking about three-time Academy Award-winning cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki. He's probably talking about his dick. I'm out. Hirsch!